now that you can be now that you can be honest with us, when it was originally announced, the handover plan, did you sit there, Sean, and think, hang on, I know Clarko. I don't know if I can see this happening.
Yeah, well, I think everyone thought that, to be honest. Fair to say, well, we, as players, in all honesty, we didn't know what was going on. We'd rock up the training, and when we, you know, where Waverley's situated in Melbourne, and there's never any media out there, but when you rock up the training and there's media already waiting in the stands, you know something's happening. So that's when, that's literally when we would find out. We'd rock up the training, like, oh, what's going on here? And then we'd come in after training, there'd be a meeting and say, all right, guys, this is what's happened. And so none of the players actually knew what was going on that last 6 months, because obviously the decisions are made upstairs. But those decisions do have an impact on the playing group from day to day, because it's something you actually you can't avoid. You talk about it, and you know, in the change rooms and after games, before games or whatever, because it's in your face and it's an everyday topic. So yeah, to be honest, I couldn't really shed any much light on that, because it was, you just found out when the reporters were actually breaking the news.
What kind of coach do you think Sam Mitchell will be?
Yeah, he's well, it's going to be interesting to see. He's always been a very smart football player, very I don't know, meticulous in his habits.
Yep.
So I think he'll be able to get his point across very easily to the playing group. But we'll just see how he goes. He's a young coach. I think the way things have happened over the last 6 months, it's going to be interesting to see how he goes, because obviously he's taken over from the greatest Hawthorn coach there was. So big shoes to fill, but he'll do things his way, and you know, time will tell whether it's the right choice or not.